big news out of Onyx brother.
Big news.
They officially announced that they are now operational in Canada.
Okay.
However, I did a trial run with them. I signed up for the 30-day subscription for 1 month.
Yeah.
And they don't hold a candle to iHunt. iHunt's still, they're still king here. So basically, for our viewers who don't know, Onyx and iHunt are basically apps that allow you to e-scout from your phone. I think Onyx also works on a laptop. But it'll give you property lines, available public land that's huntable, and it'll give you the regulations on that land, like no hunting on Sundays.
Which is nice.
It's a wonderful app. So it'll give you all that information. Some info on land ownership is on there too, like names or whatever, deeds and stuff. It's pretty few and far between, though.
Whatever's public.
Yeah, it's pretty private for the most part. But if you're in a urban center and you are trying to find some public land to hunt that you're allowed to hunt, iHunt is a great app. I believe they have one for each province because I use iHunt Ontario. So I'm sure they have one, Alberta, Saskatchewan, all that stuff.
Probably, yeah.
But like I say, their competitor is Onyx, which is huge in the United States, who does all the same thing. Now, Onyx does have some pretty cool features, like it tells you what crop is actually planted on agricultural land. So tell you, like, that's a soy field or that's a corn field. Now,
stay away from the soy field.
Yeah. I don't know how...
Nothing but ladybugs.
Yeah, very true. I don't know how...
The Japanese ones, too, that bite you.
Yeah. I don't know how accurate it is, though. Like, if it was what was planted there last year, or if it's up to date to what's on there for this season. So, but...
Right.
Twixt in between it all, after perusing through Onyx, it did not have near the information on public land.
What you were looking for?
It didn't have the information on public land. The layering system was not as easy to use. So iHunt remains king here in Canada so far. I'm sure once Onyx gets fully adapted to here, because all you hear about out of the States is how great Onyx is and all that stuff. So,
well, and it's different down there too, right? Because they go, like, Onyx as a company will go in and be like, okay, let's look at Nebraska.
Yeah.
The state of Nebraska is like the size of Nova Scotia.
Well, that's another thing, right? Like, our land masses are so, so big, man.
Like, yeah. Just massive swaths of territory. Yeah.
I mean, you're talking, Texas is one of the biggest states landmass wise, and it doesn't even come
second biggest.
It's the second biggest.
Alaska's the biggest.
Makes sense, yeah. And Texas, I don't even think holds a candle to Ontario. It might. Well, it's pretty big. Yeah.
Maybe Ontario.
Ontario's a big province, man. What's the largest province?
It is. Well, it was, without a doubt, the Northwest Territories, but then they split with Nunavut, so I think it might be Nunavut.
Yeah, largest province in Canada is Quebec, Quebec, really? And then it is followed by Ontario, because it's Quebec and Ontario, because they consider the other ones territories, not provinces.
Right, yeah. Same damn thing.
It's the same thing. I wonder why do they do that? I wonder. Like, what was the reason for calling it a territory versus a province?
Probably because there was nothing up there that they were really interested in anyway.
Somebody listening right now.
Except to say we have this land.
Yeah, somebody listening right now who's a history buff is like screaming, like, you don't know why the fuck they call them territories and not provinces.
Bunch of uneducated hillbilly fucks.
Unpatriotic motherfuckers. Something to Google, though. That's a good trivia question. There you go. I'll break that one down and put it in the bank for the next show, which will, by the way, folks, we will have another trivia show coming up. I believe we're going to record it this weekend, hopefully. And it will be on O'Neill Outdoors podcast. We will be alternating the episodes. So one will be on Full Draw, the next one will be on O'Neill Outdoors, and it'll cycle like that, basically. Just to help us build our channels and stuff like that. We're kind of working together and doing that stuff. So, and we're going to get some hunts in together.
Sharing the love.
We're, no famine mentality here. We want everybody to do well. So we're going to spread it all around if we can. Anyway, back to Onyx. So if you're looking for an app here in Ontario or other provinces where you live in an urban center, definitely check out iHunt. It is the way to go.
That's the one that we used when me and you went out last for deer, right?
It is, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it
was pretty easy.
Yeah, everything, all public land is highlighted in green. Like I said, it tells you whether you can hunt on Sundays or not, whether it's huntable land, what some of the regulations are. It'll also help you kind of find the regulations if they're not there, which is super cool, man. That's helpful, right?
That's massively helpful, because there's nothing worse than you get something and you're like, oh, wicked, look at that thing. And you shoot it and then the landowner shows up.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
Right? And you're like, oh, no. So, really? This is like, seriously, it's your land? Like, really? Like, you know for sure this specific spot is your land?
It's easy to drift out of a public land spot into private.
Super simple, man.
It's not hard. I almost...
If there's no physical fence...
Yep. I almost did it turkey season last year. I literally was like, I was walking the line. Luckily I didn't, but I was real close. So,
it's not hard, man. No,
not at all.
Cause any big piece of land, 9 times out of 10, is not going to be fenced or marked, cause it costs too much money to do that. It's a huge piece of land. Like,
no, ropes, actually, how expensive they are.
It's pretty exhausting.
I remember when I was going to fence in my backyard back in Newfoundland, and I had a 50-by-100 lot of land, so I was only going to fence in half of it, obviously, because the house sat on the other half. And I think it was like $10,000 or something like that. By the time you got the hole diggers in, cement and pressure treated lumber, because you can't build anything back home at a normal lumber.
It'll last
3 minutes, and then it'll be gone. Disappear,
twist up, and just snap in half,
or disintegrate into nothing, because it's just the wind and the rain and the fucking weather is bonkers, right? So, but yeah, another thing we were, I know we've been talking a lot about like off season training and stuff like that. So I came across a guy on Instagram called Archery Strong, I think it is Archer Strong,
yeah,
real cool, like great exercises, man, to help you build the muscle you need to be a better archer, and a lot of mobility stuff, which is really good. It's been helping me out with my shoulder a lot, bro. Like, flexibility is key, man. Loosening everything up.
Yeah. Right?
So, go check them out over on Instagram. He's got some real, real great stuff on there.
Yeah, and a lot, they also have a lot of like the strength training exercises that are very specific towards archery as well.
Which is great, right? Because it's hard to know what to do.
Yeah, like what is going to be most suited for training myself archery-wise?
Drawing my bow.
Like how would you just...
Outside of action.
I mean, yeah, okay, you can go, it's back and shoulders. Well, okay, but... Yeah.
But what back? What,
you know, how can I get more specific? Yeah,
and what back muscles, right? Because your back
muscles. That's what I mean, right? Like, how can I get more specific in what I'm working at?
You can do rows all day.
There's no point to just.
That might not be the muscle you need to draw your bow, right?
No, it's not. Because most rows, you're either sat upright and you're pulling backwards and down. And
bent over.
Or if you're bent over, you're pulling up. You don't do either of those when you're.
It's very different, like squeezing your shoulder blades, expanding your chest. So, yeah, very different.
Reverse flies.
Yeah, that's actually a good point. The reverse fly machine would be great. Or even just like bent over reverse flies.
Crunch them right out, right?
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. And I'm like, cable pulls are probably real good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I would think.
I actually put my hand on the bar, and then I just... I hook mm-hmm. up one of the handles and I literally pull back like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's because it's the motion of drawing your bow, right? So you just get stronger and stronger and stronger. Weirdly enough, though.
Just don't get one side super dick.
No, I do both sides. I do both, even though I'm right-handed.
Yeah, you got to make sure you even it up. be whacking around in
the
circle.
Funny thing is, though, I can't really pull 70 pounds on that on the machine. But it's different. Not the same, right? Like, it's resistance versus weight.
Totally
right?
different.
But a 70-pound bow is quite easy.
Yeah, and at the same time, and when you're drawing your bow, you're actually drawing your taking some of that weight with your forward arm as well.
It is, and it's technique, right?
Whereas on the machine, you're just holding a fixed point.
And pulling relentlessly.
Yeah. So like for that, I'd almost pull like 50.
Yeah. I think that's what I do. I think it's 50 or 45, something like that.
Because to me, that would equate to a lot more.
Yeah.
Once you take into account your forward arm.
You know, weirdly enough, and especially for you, like folks at home that are just starting out, what helped my game a ton was finding what way of drawing my bow was most comfortable for me. I know it seems like that's something that wouldn't improve your shooting because you're drawing your bow after that, like your shooting has nothing to do with how, like you're drawing your bow, but it does, man. It does. The way it settles in
a routine.
Yeah. Right? And it doesn't fatigue your shoulders or your arms like you do if you're trying to muscle something back or whatever you're doing, right? Like it's it's a great idea to find how you like it, right?
Yes. And I think what people also need to start doing, even before they get the bow home, whether you're buying it used off some guy in a basement or you're buying it brand new at a store. Like, sit on the floor, flat on your butt. Don't squat. Don't kneel. Sit. If you can't draw that bow, it's too much bow. Too much
weight. I agree with that. If you can't draw your bow sitting down, you're pulling too heavy of a
pound. You're going to hurt yourself.
Too heavy of a poundage, in my opinion.
Yeah, you're going to hurt yourself.
I think you...
A diss on anybody. No. It's not to say that you suck. It's just 70-pound dry weight is
heavy.
If you don't know how to pull it, that's heavy as hell.
It'll fatigue you quick in a hurry. Like, it'll let you know.
Yeah.
In a hurry.
Yeah.
And you know what? In all honesty, man, there's no shame in shooting 60 pounds. Most guys are going to be comfortable at 60 pounds.
Most target shooters, that's their max. Like
when I start, I think this year, when I start shooting 3D tournaments, which I missed one. Unfortunately, I didn't know what was going on.
Already?
Yeah, man. They had one out in Galt.
Pioneer?
Galt,
yeah. Oh.
So I'm going to go down to 60 pounds because I've been thinking about it.
Why wouldn't you?
It's only, number one, it's only going to improve my shooting. Because I don't have to hold as much weight. I'll fatigue less the whole tournament. And three, you don't need the power for a tournament.
No.
Especially around here, because none of the shots are past 50 yards.
That's
right.
You
can make any shot under 60 pounds at 50 yards easily. And you're not looking for a kill. You just want the arrow to stick in the target. You know what I mean?
Are you going to turn down your limbs or are you going to get 60-pound limbs?
I'm going to turn my limbs down. Which I don't like the idea of, but I don't really want to buy a set of limbs.
Well, see, that's why I really like the Matthews.
That switch weight thing is. Because
all I need, change my switch weights, have a second sight.
Pull it, yeah, and done. Because you have 70-pound limbs on with a 70-pound mod, but you can go down 10 pounds. Or you can, I think you can go up 10 pounds too, can't you?
Yeah. No, five.
You can go up five, go down 10.
I think that's how it works.
Go to 75-pound mod.
If we're wrong, folks, tell us.
But I think you're right. I think they only go to a 75-pound mod.
I think that's how it goes.
After that, you need to go up limbs and mods.
To 80-pound limbs. Yeah.
Which is great, man, because now, you, like you say, you don't need to pull limbs. You literally just, and it's, you don't even need to press it to put the new mod in.
Just change the mod.
Which is, man, that's such a good idea.
Yeah.
I really wish other companies would have
swapped that out, adopt. Slide the new site in, boom.
I wish other companies would adopt that system.
But now for you, like, you're going to take your 33 down to 60, yeah, right? Yeah, yeah, makes sense. That's what you want for the turbo. Yeah.
The only problem with that is you lose a lot of performance when you're using your limbs to adjust your draw weight.
Yes. But
that's okay. As long as I don't lose accuracy.
3D tournament.
Which is fine.
Well, you won't lose accuracy. No,
that's on me.
As long as your timing is set.
Things
are right.
You know, then, that thing at 33, it actually pulls pretty easy. So I might just crank it down to 65 even and see how it feels there. But I just want to, I want to perform a little bit better at those tournaments. And I think that will help give me a little bit of an edge. Just a little lighter weight.
I'm going to get that membership at the one up here this year.
Yeah.
Because I really want to break 400.
That's your goal this year?
That's my goal. That's my goal for this year is to hit 400.
To hit it or break it?
Well, yeah, right, break so it.
A little over. 2.7.
Yeah, 401, I'm happy. Baby.
It's a good feeling, man, when you hit 400. When you score 400, you're like, okay, that's a good fucking score. Because you can only get 480, man. You know what I mean?
No, 440.
440, sorry. Yeah, yeah. 40 targets at, I'm going to check my math here now. I know this sounds terrible, but I think you're right.
It's 12 times 4. Oh, yeah, it is 480.
Yeah, 480, yeah.
Yeah.
So you can only get 80 more points after that. And to get 480 is you can shoot 12s the whole time. Good luck.
The whole way through? I don't know, man.
I mean, fellas do it for sure. Like, it's not like it hasn't been done.
But I'm sure somebody's done it, but I guarantee you it's not a common thing. I'm
sure Dudley comes handy to it pretty frequently.
I'd say on a good day, like a good day, he's probably like 450, 460.
For sure. At
come on, bro.
A tournament on...
The slightest little wind could come up.
Yeah, yeah,
for sure. The light could change a little bit on the leaf and it casts a different shadow, but I mean, and now it's a 10.
From... At a tack tournament like we shoot 50 yards and under, I think he would be unbelievable. Oh. Now,
under 50 yards, yeah, he's a monster.
His tack tournaments are different stories because most of those shots are like average at 65, 70.
75 yards. Plus.
Yeah. That, you know what I mean? Like, they're banger shots, man.
Yeah.
I wonder how we.
I think the Sitka course at the Oklahoma one this year was like the very first target, it was 109 yards. Like, that's how you start?
Start with 100
plus yards.
So, never mind building your confidence up. We're just going to stuff you down right at the
end. Fuck that. We're going to crush you right from the start.
There's nothing harder than the first shot. Good luck, boys. That's cool. Oh, man, I want to go to one so bad.
Well, I know. We got to be
more
very prepared next year.
Yeah.
Like every day at the end of the work day, check the internet, make sure.
Like, take the day off work and sit there and wait for it to open up and buy tickets.
Pretty much. And as soon as it opens up, just like, bah, 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 bah.
The big problem is, too, man, is then you got to, not only do you have to book tickets for the TAC event, but then you got to try and book a place to stay. And they fill up like.
Yeah, that's why you got to go with, like, you got to sleep in your vehicle or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
Rooftop tent,
well,
whatever.
That would be killer. Yeah, yeah. That'd be a good idea.
You got to do something.
Because they're not cheap either. They're like, what was it? I was looking at accommodations.
No, these are ski resorts, man.
They're like $300 a room.
a night.
American. But that's
for
like
one bed.
$450, $500 Canadian. No, it was too bad, but still.
Like, yeah. Yeah, that's still $250 a pop.
And it's off season, right? But because it's a TAC event, they know they're going to sell it. Like,
Yeah.
It wouldn't be bad, though, if you had like four or five of us and we all shared the room.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just bring some air mattresses and stuff. That would be all right. Because then it's like $100 yeah. a piece, right?
Because you want to try and go for like the 4 days, though.
Ideally, yeah, that's what you'd like to do, right? Or at least yeah. at least two solid full days.
Right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You want to get like shoot one check one in, course in the eat
check
in the morning.
Your gear, warm up.
Yeah. And you want to shoot one course in the morning, have lunch, and then one in the evening.
One course in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then same thing the next day, right? And you also yeah. want time to just like take in the vendors and stuff that are there too. What you don't want to just be out on the mountain. Like you want to be around
well, the PSA. No, that's the thing. Like, see, like I'd want to take a day
and do that
just for like,
yeah.
Yeah. Just for the vendors, you know, the contest shoots where it's like buy $10 an arrow and you could win a van or that's a truck.
Pretty,
or
I do
whatever.
Like that idea. Even though I never win it.
But bring it on.
Yeah, that'd be super cool.
You don't know that, man.
Yeah, it's true. Well, you get, yeah, because you get in the 12 ring, you get your name entered in, and then it's a draw after that.
Yeah, so and then like, it's a shoot off, right? So,
yeah, so that's pretty cool.
But I know within 100 yards, man, my sight tape is banging. So,
yeah, mine's on pretty good point now.
I'll give it a go.
I'm pretty pumped about it.
You got your squared away,
yeah,
did you?
Yeah, yeah. Never had the movie tape at all. Shooting better with those arrows.
Mm.
Like good. On the money all the way up to 60 yards. I never tried right. anything past that, but on the money. A little rust I had
go right to 90. Straight to 90.
Yeah. Just.
That's what you need to go to.
Drop bombs.
I just wish I could get a. I might be able to get 100 if I go a little bit past the actual end of my backyard.
Hmm.
Which is now completely, almost completely
trees.
Tree bare.
It's like a graveyard back there. It's
almost completely barren now.
Oh, you got them taken out, did you?
Oh, yeah.
It's a bad ice storm you had, eh?
So there was a, we had a 5-ton, 24-foot flatbed, chinched with logs. Then we had, it was the equivalent of one full-size dump truck. Full of mulch from everything that they ground up.
That's crazy.
There's a lot, man. Six fellers for 6 hours. So that's 36 hours of work.
Can you imagine how long you'd have been there trying to
that's
do that?
That's a week's
yourself?
Work. But I would have been there a month and a half, 2 months.
You'd have had to.
Because I still got to work.
If you were going to do that yourself.
Right? You still got to sleep. Yeah. And
if you were going to do that yourself, there's only one way to do it. You'd have to go get a good chainsaw, buy it. Like a Husqvarna,
ball
a big bar, right?
Minimum 50.
Buy a splitter.
Like oh, yeah. Hunt,
and pick yeah, away yeah. at it over the next month. Go out, cut up yep. a bit, split it up, stack it for firewood, call it a night.
Yeah. You'd have to do 2 hours a yeah. night.
Because if not, you'd just... You'd,
to make any sizable yeah. dent.
Like,
but then you got no life. You go to you work all day. You come home. You work for 2 hours. You grab a shower. You go to bed.
Yeah, that's 0.0 fun.
Do that for 2 months. No thanks.
No, not a fan.
That's why I buy insurance.
That's a good point.
Chris Rock said it best. It's in case shit happens.
Yep, it is in case shit happens.
Shit happened.
I do.
So I made a phone call.
Speaking of shit happening, Anheuser-Busch is taking some shit right now.
For what?
They put, what was it? They put a, I think it was a transgender kid or something like that. Let me get my facts right here. On their beer can. And like in support of something. And it, people are.
That's not happy.
Like.
With a beer.
Kid one. Rock was like.
Can of beer.
Yeah, it's beer for starters. It's Bud Light, so.
Why is it a child?
Kid Rock fucking shot a bunch of it with an automatic fucking rifle and trap was like, I'm never buying Anheuser-Busch products ever again. And like, it's just, yeah. Outrage over trans actress, on a Bud Light can. Backlash. Yeah. It'd be crazy.
Is it a kid?
No, it looks like it's a trans actress. Oh. It says here, and I'm trying to find like just the short Cole's Notes version of this, but trans
domestic. I think I want to change my vein style.
What are you gonna change it to?
I think it's kind of like the Max Hunter.
Yeah.
But instead of it like humping down so hard on the shoulder, it's like the spread out one almost. Like if you were to hold the arrow up straight, I could just get an arrow. So like instead of how this one's just a half of an oval, like a half a teardrop, it would come down and instead of it bulging out, it swoops out.
Oh, like a cutout in the back.
Again. Yeah, it's very similar.
They're called,
to the elk shape ones.
They're called shield veins.
That's yes.
Yeah, a lot of people like those, man. But what the... Man, I can never, as long as I've been shooting a bow, pronounce the name of the fletches that normally come on any factory arrow you buy from the store. The preflip
blazers,
no, yeah, but what's the company name? Bonin.
Oh, boning.
Boning, is that it?
Okay. Yeah, think it like you know, like boning a chick. Yeah.
So they make those shield styles, and so does AAE though. That every, yeah, everybody makes their own version of it.
Yeah, right? I think for my hunting arrow, I'm gonna go with that.
Yeah,
and then I think for my target setup, I'm going to go three fletch of those hybrids. Give it
more speed because you don't need the stabilization because you're not shooting a broad.
Yeah, it's not far enough distance, you're not right?
Broadhead anyway. You usually you run a four fletch just to stabilize the broadhead, right? Correct the flight.
Because yeah, I won't need it, right?
Yeah, but with a field point, a three fletch, you know, and it'll shoot flatter.
Yeah, and I think I'll go down to a 5mm.
You're going to do a 5mm on a for 3D?
I think so.
Yeah, I shot 5mm for a little while.
I went
to 6mm just to give me like a small advantage. Again, we always crap on those guys that shoot.
Again, the 27-30 seconds. Arrows. That's an inch, bitch. Come on.
You don't need to be shooting that close. Just shoot a 6mm or
that's under. Crazy.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, at biggest, a 6.5 because that's what you use for hunting.
Yeah, 6.5 is not bad. Not at all.
Like anything bigger than that, and now you're just getting silly. Yeah.
My hunting arrows this year are 5.2mm.
Just get better.
Get good, bro. Yeah. Just get good.
But seriously, though, just get better. Stop buying big ass arrows and just get better.
Oh, and I want to let everybody know I won't say, I can't give away a lot of information yet. Brother, I was already talking to you about it.
Secret.
I think we're going to do like a archery get together fitness camp out overnight barbecue thing. We're in the talks with some people. We're going to try to make it work.
Extravaganza.
Once we get the details and you know what we want to do there, we'll let some people know, and hopefully we can get something cool set up where we can just get a bunch of us together from around here in Ontario, and you know, archers and hunters alike, and we can have a barbecue, shoot some arrows, set up a course, do some cool stuff. Hopefully, if I can get some of the sponsors maybe to give us some giveaway prizes or something like that, that'd be super cool.
Ooh, some swag.
I'm going to try. We'll see what happens. But that'd be super cool, regardless of whether that happens or not. They get together.
I know a company that should sponsor some stuff. What? Rise Archery.
Rise could sponsor some stuff. I know the owner.
They could. Make some stickers or something, some
t-shirt, you know, and
maybe have a release giveaway.
Yeah, and we'll try to get some hats done up for that event too, from Full Draw here with our little mascot fella with the bow and arrow,
Madge,
stick guy,
thick boy archer.
Yeah. So brother, bear season's coming up here soon, man.
Oh,
our boys gone up to do some scouting right now, so we're super pumped to hopefully.
Can't believe how much snow is there still.
Bro, a ton. It's still winter, man. It's not even the same. Like down here, we're fuck, man, it was 22 degrees today.
I know, it was 18 here. It's going to be 24 tomorrow.
Awesome. I'm super happy summer's here.
Wild.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my mood changed in the last 2 days because of the sun and being able to get out and do stuff like comfortably. It's like night and day, man. Night and day. Yeah. Shooting is so much more enjoyable. Don't get me wrong. I love shooting. I don't mind a little bit of cold or anything like that. Like, that's not a problem. But, man, when you can go up there.
You don't want to be miserable.
What's that?
You don't want to be miserable.
No, you don't want to be miserable at all. But when you can go up there in a t-shirt, man, and you don't have to worry about your camera gear getting wet because it's snowing or whatever. It's just a nice sunny day, man. Yeah. It's pretty great. I'm not going
to
lie.
It's hard to beat.
Yeah.
I have noticed one thing that I will say. I don't care what anybody says. Samsung got iPhone beat on this.
What?
On my Samsung, I could start a video, right? Start recording. Then I could hit pause on the recording. And then I could hit record again, and it would continue recording right from where I hit
with
pause.
No gap.
In one video. Not two. It shows up as one video. Mm. I could pause and hit record again time after time after time. I could literally point it at me, show me shooting an arrow, and then hit pause, point it at the target, show an arrow hitting the target, and it would look like one string clip.
That's pretty convenient.
That's hell yeah. Nice,
yeah. Yeah. But nothing takes...
Well, it's like a regular video recorder. Yeah. Like a camcorder. That's how that works.
Nothing takes pictures like iPhones.
Something. You only say that because anytime we try to transfer them, because it's a Samsung...
Well, yeah, maybe...
iPhone would be like, fuck maybe you, that's, you're not getting them.
Maybe that's the problem. I'm sure Samsung takes awesome photos. They have to. Like, I mean, they make...
Well, the last camera I had was 64 megapixel or 32 megapixel camera, whatever it was.
They make the screens for apples. Like, Samsung makes them.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they
have, they're amazing. You know,
good shit. But it is that transferring problem where if you're like...
I don't have a huge load of complaints.
No?
No. I got used to the operating system having the work phone, right? So...
Oh, right, yeah. So it's not a hard transition for you because you've been using an Apple off and on from your work.
There are some other things, like a back button would be fucking wonderful.
Yeah. There's no button, no home button either or nothing, eh?
No. Well, I don't mind the swipe up. That's cool. Yeah. I'm good with that.
Yeah.
But like when I want to go back, I shouldn't have to put my thumb in the upper right-hand corner of the phone to back out of a menu or
it's
something.
It's hard for fellas like us. And
I guess you can do the swipe thing too.
But I don't have big hands, right? So it's hard to reach all the way across the phone, right?
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know how fellas fuck with
them. Times,
the
bro, I got a hard time reaching the A when I'm trying to type with one hand.
I don't know how fellas use the Max, like the Pro Max or whatever they're called.
No.
They're like, that wide, man. They're like, how the fuck do you even text
that's
with that
a thing? Monster. That's a...
It's bad enough trying to do this. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's what I mean. You got a lot of notifications. You pop
piles, man. They don't.
Or you just ignores everybody.
Oh yeah. I don't. It's emails after 5 o'clock are get out of here. We're not checking work.
Yeah, I'm on call this week, so I got to look at them.
Forget it. If you text me after 7 from work, good luck, bro.
Oh,
you know what I mean. I'll stick
after 7. You gives them till 7.
Yeah, only because it's a family business.
It gives them till 5.
If it wasn't a family business, they'd get, nothing out of me after 5 o'clock. You know what I mean? Like,
5 o'clock, I'm checked out. I don't care.
Yeah, we're not doing this game.
You don't pay me that much.
Yeah, you're going to pay me a lot more than that if you want me on call all the way, all the time.
That's what I mean, right? Like, I'll do it, but you going to pay more? Yeah,
for sure. Oh, we want to say congratulations to Outdoor Dan. He is now a shooter for PSE.
Yes.
Which is super cool.
Amazing.
So we are pumped for
amazing.
When we heard that, we were texting each other when we saw it on Instagram. We're like, dude, did you see? And he was like, yeah, man, it was, we were super pumped, man. That's an amazing accomplishment. Pat yourself on the back, dude. You know what I mean?
Staff shooter, that's huge.
I know to some people, like, they don't think that's a fucking big deal, but that's a big deal to archers, man.
Yeah.
That's like the step into moving somewhere with it after that.
No, well, you know what I mean? Yeah. And kind of like
foot in the door situation is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, you took the first step. Now you're in. Yeah. Let's see what you'll do next.
So huge congratulations to you, buddy. I'm super pumped for you.
Awesome. Yeah.
And that levitating is gangster.
Oh, yeah.
That is a beauty.
I'd take a Mach 34.
I would too. Listen, take any PSE bow as long as it has an EC or EC2 cam. I don't want the S2 or the E2.
No, whatever it is. I can't shoot S2 anyway.
Yeah, S2 you can. Short draw.
Oh, I thought the S2 started at 27.
No, it's so the EC2 and then there's the E2, which is 27 to 31. No, sorry, 27 and a half to 31. And then the S2 is the shorter cam. That gives you from 25 to, I think it's 28. So.
Fuck, I hate having these little baby arms.
Yeah, man, you don't get the draw length, you know what I mean? That all those other guys. What's a big advantage, man, to have like a 29 or 30 inch draw length?
Yeah.
You get rocket ships out of your bow when you're pulling all the way back there. You get so
Well, and
much
that's what I think, like, well, and that's why I always say, like, I'm essentially the average grown man.
Yeah.
5'7", 180 pounds, 32 inch waist. Like, I'm average. Why are my arms seem so short?
You just got shattered arms. You're all torso, but you got short legs.
They don't look shorter than anybody else.
Short legs, too. You just got all torso. You got a lot of body. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I guess.
This is the first time in life that I've been heavier than you, too, by the way. If you're 180 pounds, I am now.
I might be a couple shy of that now, actually.
I'm tipping the scales at
I stopped picking
193.
Up. Oh, you fat ass. I'm not
fat about this, baby. No, I do have a little bit of weight around the belly, but I did like a bulk over the winter and I put on a nice bit of muscle, which was great. And now I gotta suck it back in here. It's hard to run.
Yeah,
man.
You need to get the cardiovascular system going.
Yeah, it's hard to run long distances now. Like, it used to be easy.
Yeah,
for
well,
me
long
to
distances.
Crush a 5K.
Yeah, but long distances aren't going to get you to burn fat. Anyway.
No, I know. But I just enjoy like 5K runs and stuff, right? But
yeah.
It's hard to run a 5K now compared to what it used to be because there's, there's 25 extra pounds I'm carrying around. Because when I was at my tippity top of running, I was weighing in at like 168, 170. So, you know, you're talking a bit of extra weight on, man. It's fucking.
Yeah. Heads up, man. All that comes down to that solid point. It's like, what's going
on? On a good note, I am creeping. I've been practicing my deadlift and bench press. I'm trying to amp my one rep max up. I'm real close to 400 pounds on a deadlift. I did 385 the other day, nice and clean. And then I almost did two plates on the bench press, 225.
I have nothing to compare to because I've never really checked.
So I don't know that.
Like for myself.
Yeah, I don't know about the deadlift, but 1%, apparently, if you listen to Google, only 1% of men in the world can bench press two plates.
Can go above 3.4. Oh, bench.
Bench two plates at 225. 1%. That's not a lot of people, man. Well, it is a lot of people when it's 8 billion people in the world, for sure. But
yeah, but it's not 1% of 8 billion. It's 1% of the group that they polled.
Well, yeah, that's true, too. And it's not 1% of 8 billion because that's 8 billion people. That's saying everybody's a man.
And there's more men than, there's more women than men.
We're just being inclusive. If everybody wants to be a man, you're a man. Not here on the full.
Not on this fucking show.
We are not inclusive at all. No, we are. No, I'm just kidding.
We are very ex. No,
yeah, we are. We're of this opinion. We don't care what you do. Is your business. Just don't ask.
Just don't fuck with me.
That's all. No. That's it.
As long as it doesn't fuck with anything I need to do.
Yeah, I'm good. Do whatever you want to do. Live your life. Yeah. I hope you're happy. What odds?
Have your parade in a park where I need to drive. I
won't remember your name after I meet you. And that's what
I'm and that's so most bad people. With the
names. That's what I mean. I'm terrible with names, man.
Oh,
I'm after
like forget who or what you are. Like I just have shit luck with remembering name. I will remember a person's face forever.
I'll know you every time I see
but
you.
But man, name forget
it. Like I'll be like, hey, buddy, how's it going?
I went to high school with people for years, man.
Still don't know.
I see them. I'm like, hey, how you doing, Steve? It's not it's Steve.
Roger. You're like, what do you mean?
Shit.
You look like a Steve. Why'd your mom call you Roger?
Fuck, I thought you were him.
But anyway, yeah. So, again, congratulations, Dan. Sweet. Very sweet.
Yeah, that's incredible. Yeah,
that's very incredible. And congratulations to all our buddies, too, who ended up signing on with Scree Canada. That's super cool as well.
Including yourself, including
myself, I'm real happy to be
super awesome.
It's and I'm proud to say it is. I got a coat and this hard Scrabble jacket, hard Scrabble pants, and the neck gaiter and a
neck gaiter
beanie. Yeah. And I'm proud to say, great quality. I don't have a bad word to say about it, man. It was really good. I did have to send the pants back because I ordered a 32, which is what I normally take in a pair of jeans.
Yeah, but now you're a fat ass.
I am a little bit of a fat ass, yes. But the problem with them was, it wasn't waist. The waist fit really well. And it wasn't the legs. It was literally hips were so tight that.
I just said fat ass.
I got a big old butt. But, I didn't think I could get a base layer on under them and be comfortable. So I just send them back and sized up to a 34, which gives you a little bit more room there, but the leg and the inseam stays the same as the 32. So yeah, it'll be good. So they should be here in the next day or so. But yeah, I'm happy to report great quality gear. I highly recommend it. Check them out. And you can go on my Instagram and get yourself a discount code in the link tree. If you want to buy something from Scree Canada.
Discounts are nice.
And you don't have to pay duties.
Yes, because they're freaking Canadian.
They have a Canadian warehouse it's either Saskatchewan or Alberta. I think it's Saskatchewan, pretty sure. But
why does it always surprise me whenever Saskatchewan has anything?
I don't know. But Saskatchewan's got some good hunting, man.
Like anytime I hear like, oh yeah, that's in Saskatchewan. I'm like, what?
Yeah, but why? You think about like Saskatchewan, you know how like First Light has their flagship stores in like Utah, isn't it? Is it Utah? Wyoming.
Idaho.
Or Idaho, sorry.
It's Idaho.
So like Idaho is the Saskatchewan of the United States.
Is it?
Yeah, man. It's like
they do potatoes.
Prairie.
It's Idaho potatoes and lots of deer, though.
But it's like Great Plains sort of
Idaho
situation.
Idaho deer is a big thing, isn't
it? Yeah, for sure. But so is Saskatchewan deer. Like mule deer out there. That's a killer spot to hunt mule deer. They have some of the best in the world.
Why aren't we going
big
there?
Big suckers. We are going to go
we
there.
Should go.
We're working on it. You know what I mean? Okay. We got to get a deer hunt out.
True. Oh, yeah. We got to do the whole guide thing.
It's a lot of work, man. And it's pricey as shit, dude.
So here's a question then. So, if you get your guide license in Ontario, you have to get another one for a different province, right?
I don't think you can.
It's not a federal guide license.
Unless you're a resident of that province.
That's what I mean. Like, it's probably, like, not a federal license.
No, it's not. No, it's provincial.
Yeah.
Which is sad.
Because that would be awesome.
Oh, if you could guide anywhere in Canada. It's fucking sweet, man.
Actually, just hop province to province.
You know, I don't really know because you look on Indeed all the time and everybody's looking for guides. So I'm wondering if you get a guide license and maybe you just have to be a resident in order to be a guide. I don't know. Like if anybody knows at home like how that works, like shoot us a message on Instagram. I'm curious to know, man, because that's something I never really I mean, we've taken guys on hunts before, but not like they're like friends that lived in the same province.
No, not proper.
You know what I mean? Like they didn't come through us to get the hunt. They just got normal resident tags like we did, We just helped them out because we knew where shit was. That's, you know. So, yeah, I'd be curious.
So now I just need to meet a farmer.
You need to meet a farmer, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now that I know I can go after geese with a bow.
How long have you been thinking about that since you heard?
Every day?
Every day.
So every day since you sent me
every
that picture.
Time you see a goose.
Yes.
I saw 15 geese today.
I'm like, I could get him and right
all
now.
All I thought about was.
Bro, 50 is a joke love around to be here.
In that field there now with a bow. I'm trying to shoot that fucking
50 is a joke right here. I just, you know what I need to figure out how to make? Okay, you know. You ever see those chair blinds where, like, it's obviously for rifle or crossbow, mm-hmm. but, like, it's got the hood that comes up almost like Grogu's little floating
crib thing.
Oh, yeah. I know,
like, the single-man blinds that have the hood that pulls over. Yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. It's just yep. comes up almost like a stroller thing, right? I think I want to get one of those and try and modify it to make it so the space in front of you is bigger. So that way you can have a bow in front mm-hmm. of you instead of having to have the bow stuck outside. Yep.
Be sweet for,
because that would kill you. Right? That's be all
sweet for turkey.
You see all the motion then. That's what I'm saying.
You just need one deep.
That's what they're for. Mostly you can see one turkey deep enough.
They make 2-man versions of that. That'll solve your problem.
Do they? Yeah, really?
Man, I've seen them.
I never seen a 2-man. They're like hard that. To find. How heavy would that be?
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't know.
But I think something like that would be sweet.
Be a good idea.
Especially if you could have it so, like, you get out of it and it all folds into the one package.
Yeah.
Like, the chair and all folds up into it.
That'd be
then cool. You just sling it over your back. You know what I mean?
You pumped up for turkey season?
Tethered, you should get on that.
Make one of them.
Am I what?
Pumped up for turkey season?
A gobble gobble.
Gobble gobble. You gotta get down here for a weekend. See if we can't snag you one. It opens soon, man. It opens on the 25th.
I know.
Far away, no. I'm excited.
Well, we got that thing in May we're planning.
Mm-hmm. June.
So I'm sure we can throw.
Oh, are we talking about the get-together or?
Yeah. No, no.
Oh, the other thing. Yeah. We got that in May. You're right.
With Hellcat.
Yeah. With Dave, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure we can throw a morning and an evening hunt somewhere.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Of course.
In that mix for some turkey.
Yeah, we'll find some turkey up there. For sure.
Yeah.
We'll cook them up right then and there.
We pack full.
Oh, we do have to, me and you and Dave are going to get on a call and we're going to talk about where we're applying for moose this year. What management units. So a lot of work goes in that because we got to know the codes and stuff like that for bow hunting that unit and everything. And I'm going to apply for elk tags. Are you applying for elk tags this year?
I can't remember if I applied last year or not.
I don't think you did.
I think we applied for everything under the sun last year, didn't we?
I definitely did. I'm not sure. I thought you missed either moose or elk.
Pretty sure.
You missed the deadline for one of them. I remember you telling me.
I definitely didn't miss moose. Elk then. I definitely got in for moose, but I didn't get it. But
is elk then.
But apparently Dave was saying out here, there's a MMA out here, like my way, that's doing a thing where like, you only got to have like 4 points to get in the draw.
Really?
But I don't know how many points you get a year.
Every time you're unsuccessful.
Well, then I'm not in.
You get 1 point.
I only have 1 point.
Yeah, so. That's all I got too.
Just like my trivia point score.
Did you only get one?
Uno! No. One.
We got a rank.
It was a sad, sad effort on my part.
State of affairs, yeah.
I will be making up for it on O'Neill's podcast.
You've been studying?
I'll be coming hard.
I've been reading a lot of facts. Just random shit. So I have
rocking hard.
Like a list of things in my brain that I can pull from.
Useless garbledygook, yeah.
Stuff like, hey, darling, did you know? And she's like, why are you telling me this? I'm like, so I can remember. So that I remember. And I sound smart. Like I know what I'm doing all the time. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, so I'm super excited for that. And then Bear opens up in May, which is going to be
real cool, I can't wait to get my robe.
What's that?
I almost wanted to make it a onesie.
Oh, your bear robe. Yeah, that'd be, man. If you could get that,
a onesie might be dangerous onesie, though.
That would be hilarious.
That might be dangerous though. You
gotta get a zipper on it.
You couldn't wear it outside.
No, I'd shoot you.
That's what I mean. Somebody shoot you.
Somebody call wildlife.
Yeah. They'd be like, oh my God. There's on two legs. He must be a circus bear because he's on his back legs. He haven't went down on four legs since I've seen him.
I want you to make a onesie out of it. And then I'm going to come up and you walk down the street, like just in front of your house, just in a bear onesie, like a full on. You can just take it off before they shoot you. And they'll probably trank you anyway. I don't think they'd shoot you.
I'd do it in the wintertime. You wouldn't even need to wear any clothes. You're warm.
Put like a nice plaid fleece liner inside. So you're nice and cozy.
Yeah, like right. Soft. Hey. Like, fuck that. Go with silk. Boy. I'm not joking. Either that or 70s velour.
I would legitly, if I had a bear suit onesie made out of real bear skin, every night put it on and crawl in bed until Jess was like, what the fuck are you doing? And be like, this is life now. This is what I stay.
These are my PJs.
This is what I'm staying in for the rest of life.
You're going to have to accept me the way I am.
We're getting separate bedrooms.
I don't accept this.
You are not sleeping next to me with dead bear skin on you. Come on.
Well, that's why I'm thinking maybe just the robe. Because I'll still have the head attached. Yeah, I'll turn the hands into like smoker's mitts.
Yeah.
You just flip them over, you know.
People are probably disturbed at home right now. Talking about wearing bear skin.
Yeah, no. Why? It'd be so cool.
Would you have a hard bear hood, or would you just leave it like loose?
It would just like the skull cap would still be in there and everything.
Structure to it is what you're saying.
And the nose. Oh yeah, you would see it for sure, right? And then it would be like very Jedi. Yeah, the sides would be very Jedi, like just swoopy.
Oh, well, you have to do it. If it's a big enough bear, you got it. Well, you don't need a very big bear.
Oh, well, no, because it's a robe. It's only got to cover my ass. I'm not a big dude.
It's not like you got to put your feet in it or anything.
No, I'm still going to wear pajama pants.
That would be amazing if you could get a full, like, head to toe.
Oh, if he was like a big sucker, yeah, that'd be
500 pounder. Just
like at least knee length robe. Oh, yeah, man, that'd be bad. Sweet, yeah.
Oh man, that'd be too funny, dude.
Oh. You can only wear it for a couple months a year.
You have to open the back door. Just let the draft come in the winter.
You'd have to have a vent put in it around the back door just to let things vent out.
Sure. For sure.
It'd be hot. I can just imagine, man, imagine the onesie though. Holy shit.
You'd be warm, man.
You'd be soaking wet.
All the time.
It'd be like a mascot suit, but hotter.
Yeah. For sure.
You imagine, take wearing a bear onesie, taking videos, shooting in the backyard.
That'd be the best thing ever. Like
you imagine a phone call to the RCMP?
It's like, why is there
a bear? They'd be like, there's a bear in the backyard shooting arrows next door. So I think someone should come out. This doesn't look right.
That'd be the best thing ever, man. Are you going to do some, like, bear?
You get tased right away.
Probably wouldn't go through the hide anyway.
Probably not. Would you ask, though?
Are you going to make some bear lard if you get one? Are you going to render down some of the fat and see? Depending on what it looks like, right?
Yeah, I do a little. Yeah. I do some.
A little bit, I think.
Like, maybe, like, two mason jars just to see what I could make with it.
I've never done that with bear. Right? I've never done, like, the lard.
No,
I know some guys back home do it, but. I'd be curious to see. Like,
I would too.
I guess you use it for frying steaks or whatever if you wanted to.
Well, just you like substitute butter, right?
Yeah, it's like natural grease, right? I don't know if I bear lard.
Instead of using butter, you use that.
you have to be pretty strong willed for that, I think.
Lard on toast, holy Jesus.
That would be pretty strong.
Man, oh man, your tongue would feel like you had a sock on it.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right.
That's like when people put bone marrow on toast.
Yeah. I don't mind bone marrow, though, when it's done right.
Now, flavor, Not bad. Texture, go fuck yourself.
Really? See, I like it.
It's so terrible in the mouth. Again, it's like you have a sock on your everything after you eat it. Because it's so, like, even pate washes away easier. Yeah. Like, it coats the inside of your mouth, and it doesn't go anywhere. It's like when you're trying to get a bunch of grease out of the sink. You're just moving it around.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know what you mean. Yeah, yeah.
You know, you're not wiping it off.
Yeah, that's true. I like the marrow, though, if it's cooked enough, because it does change consistency a little bit if you cook it a little bit beyond that, like,
extra
liquidy jelly sort of situation that's going on. It's like a cod tongue, man. Yeah. It's like when you fucking cook a cod tongue. Like, if you don't do it right, man, it's going to be terrible. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everybody back home, like,
it tastes like a big old chunk of snap.
At home that don't know. So back in Newfoundland, a real normal thing to eat out of a cod is the tongue. Cut the fucking tongue out. The bigger ones, the small ones are good, and you can give those to pretty much anybody. You deep fry them in a little bit of flour or batter, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, good to go.
The larger ones, however, tend to have a kind of a gelatinous part attached to them.
Yeah.
And once you deep fry that, it becomes a little bit more jelly-like, but also a bit rubbery at the same time.
Yes.
And pretty slimy. It's a very strange texture and quite hard to get past if it's not something you're very accustomed to. So for me, cod tongues are not a problem. I can work through pretty much any of them except the super big ones that you can kind of feel the whole thing is just meh. You know what I mean?
Like goo.
Goo.
Just goo.
However, feeding them to a mainlander, i.e. my girlfriend, was quite an adventure for her. I was kind enough to pick out the first three, four. I was like, just eat these, darling. Try that to start. And they were the smaller ones, so there's no gel in them. They're just like nice, good, solid piece of meat with some flavor. And they weren't bad. But then she accidentally grabbed one that was a little larger and had a little bit of that jelly in it. It immediately kicked. She's like, nope, I'm done.
What was that? Yeah.
So the problem is it can turn you from them in a hurry, which
quickly.
Yeah, yeah. Cod cheeks are a lot easier to get accustomed to because they don't really have that jelly texture to them.
It's pretty much just another chunk of meat.
It's just a piece of meat. Yeah, that's all. It's just a firmer piece of meat on the cod than the actual fillet is usually pretty light, right? I do want to try that thing that Ranella does all the time and on the caribou that's supposed to taste like bread dough.
Behind the thing in the back of the eye. Yeah, I'd give it a go.
I'm down to try that.
I'll try it.
Yeah, I give it a go. I mean, you know, caribou hunt next time.
I'm not saying I'm going to love it and go after it every time.
If it tastes like bread dough, I will. You know what I mean? But
instead of wasting it, yeah.
Yeah. But we'll have to see. And on that note, folks, we're going to end the show. Thanks for listening. Mm. Make sure you head over to our Instagram at Full Draw Podcast and follow us there. Like and subscribe any of the podcast platforms you listen to. And you can also head over to...
We're everywhere. Instagram.
We're all over the place. You also head over to Instagram and follow Gary at Brutter83 and me at CJ DiBattista. All your support is very much appreciated. We've been getting some real great feedback from guys on Instagram, just shooting us messages saying how much they're enjoying the show. So we thank you very much. We're very appreciative for you to listen to us. I know sometimes we ramble on like I'm doing right now. But we just want
to
send it out to you that we really do appreciate it. And it helps us keep going, man. It really does because we're not
– Absolutely.
We don't feel like we're speaking into a void, you know. We know people are listening. So hats off to you guys. Thank you very much.
Out there?
Yeah. Thank you very much and good night.
Love ya.